This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
The North American International Livestock Exposition kicks off today at the Kentucky Exposition Center in Louisville. Director of Expositions, Bobby Bell, says the first to arrive will be dairy cattle.
We start out with the dairy cattle. We'll start showing them Freedom Hall at 8 o'clock that morning. Typically, we started on Friday afternoon, but this year we have over 2,700 entries of dairy cattle this year, so we'll be showing dairy cattle starting with the Junior Dairy Show all the way through November the 10th.
Bell says this weekend will be filled with big events for the dairy industry.
Saturday, November the 7th, we will be selecting our Supreme Cow and Supreme Heifer in the Junior Show, and on November the 10th, we'll pick our Supreme Dairy Cow on that afternoon at the conclusion of the dairy show.
He says this weekend also features the swine shows and a new event.
Saturday the 7th and Sunday the 8th and the 9th of November, we'll be having our swine show. And on the 9th, we'll pick our top five swine. And also on that Sunday evening, November the 8th this year, for the first time ever, we will have a breeding gilt sale, a gilt sale. So that'll be the first time that we've ever done that. So that'll be something new this year to the 2020 NAIL.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
We enjoy the most productive ag industry in the world, powered by the American farmer. The late radio commentator Paul Harvey spoke at an FFA convention about why God made a farmer. Mr. Harvey said, God had to have somebody willing to ride the ruts at double speed to get the hay in ahead of the rain clouds and yet stop in midfield and race to help when he sees the first smoke from a neighbor's place. So God made a farmer.